This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. President Bush begins a week-long Latin America tour tomorrow with a visit to Brazil. He's also going to Mexico, Uruguay, Guatemala, and Colombia. The Bush administration is hoping to build stronger ties throughout the region.
And counter some of the effects of the anti-American Hugo Chavez in Venezuela. Venezuela's president has been spending billions of dollars on social programs there, and he's earmarked billions more for foreign aid for his neighbors. Juan Ferrero reports from Caracas on the motivation behind Chavez's big foreign agenda.
A group of young men play baseball at the Pantheon, the most Venezuelan of sports at the most hallowed of the nation's grounds. Here in a rebuilt colonial church overlooking downtown Caracas rests the body of the most revered of Latin America's heroes, Simon Bolivar. Armando Rosales offers tours. He says it was Bolivar's dream to form one big country.
He wanted to form Gran Colombia, to unite all of the South. If his mission had been accomplished, Chile and Argentina would have joined.
Instead, Simon Bolivar died a broken man, bitter that his country, Gran Colombia, had fractured and that his former associates had turned against him. Now, Hugo Chavez, flush with oil dollars, is trying to unite the region, not into a country, but into a bulwark against what he says is Yankee imperialism. According to the central bank, Venezuela has funneled billions in aid to its Latin neighbors. He's bought Argentine bonds, sent oil at cut-rate prices to Cuba, and offered energy cooperation to Bolivia. Thousands gathered after Chavez won another six-year term. Now with new decree-making powers and control over the country's purse strings, he is reaching out to other newly elected leftists. In Nicaragua, Chavez promised Daniel Ortega, the newly elected president and one-time Cold War rival of the Reagan administration, plenty of aid. There's oil on preferential terms, a refinery, roadway construction, even housing for the poor. Chavez also visited Ecuador. His close ally, Rafael Correa, a leftist economist, was also inaugurated in January. Venezuela is promising $1 billion in loans. Chavez celebrated the rise of his friends at Correa's inauguration ceremony.
The Latin American people have been resuscitated. The dream of the fatherland has been resuscitated. This was the original Colombia, the Colombia that was born from Bolivar's sword.
But Chavez seeks ties beyond the Americas. Of particular concern to Washington is Chavez's recent dalliance with Iran, which has rebuffed the Bush administration's demands that it dismantle its nuclear program. With Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, Chavez recently announced a $2 billion development fund for Latin America. For Chavez, it all means that Venezuela and its allies are closer to Bolivar's grand dream. Chavez mentions Bolivar in nearly every speech. He says that the national anthem needs to be changed to mention Bolivar. Bolivar is, as any Latin American will tell you, the biggest of heroes. His likeness, nearly always on horseback, graces plazas. There are films about him, like I Am Bolivar, about an actor who rides a horse around town and thinks he's the liberator. Chavez speaks so much about Bolivar that critics charge that the president thinks he is Bolivar. Chavez paints the liberator as a modern-day thinker. He says Bolivar was a socialist, that his principles were egalitarian. Not everyone agrees. Demetrio Boersner is a historian who has studied Venezuelan history. He says Bolivar was no socialist, nor that he opposed the rigid caste system of his time.
Undoubtedly, Simon Bolivar was a very great man. He played an enormous role in the liberation of Latin America from Spanish domination in the early 19th century. It's a mistake, on the other hand, to overemphasize his influence in modern times. After all, Bolivar was a man of his time.
Don't tell that to Venezuela's president. In a recent speech, Chavez recounted that when Bolivar died, the liberator lamented that the great day for Latin America had not arrived. Now, Chavez says the time has come.
200 years later, here we are. The hour has come for the liberation of the people of Latin America. The hour of our great fatherland has come.
Chavez says Bolivar's dreams for Latin America remain, but that he's committed to fulfilling his vision and uniting South America. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Caracas, Venezuela.
And Juan Ferrero joins us now from Colombia, one of the stops on the president's trip. Hi, Juan.
Hi.
Juan, in that story, you said that Chavez has a dream of uniting South America. And it's interesting, isn't it exactly what his sworn enemy, President Bush, wants to do, but from an economic perspective, from free trade agreements?
Yes, the Bush administration already has a trade pact with Central America that was very important to the Bush administration. And now the Bush administration is trying to get Congress to approve trade pacts with both Colombia and Peru, both of which are very close allies of the United States. But the Bush administration, really from its beginning, and we actually have to go back even further to the Clinton administration, has wanted to get a hemispheric-wide trade pact approved. Right now, that is really on the back burner. There are countries in Latin America that are just not interested right now. But the Bush administration is basically going down to Latin America to talk about trade, but also to tell governments that, hey, we are still interested in having ties with you. We've not forgotten about you. A lot of countries and a lot of people in Latin America feel that the United States has focused too much attention on Iraq, and its early promises to have ties and to make Latin America a priority have fallen by the wayside.
And Juan, is it going to be enough for him to come bringing all these goodies to Latin America when, as I've read in many accounts, his approval ratings across the board in many Latin American countries are very low?
His approval ratings are very low. People in Latin America are very upset over the Bush administration because of its war in Iraq and because of Guantanamo and other coverage related to the war on terror. It has not played well in Latin America. And also Latin Americans feel that the Bush administration has forgotten them. For instance, after Argentina's economic collapse in 2001, there had been hope that the United States would come in and bail out the Argentine government. It did not. That did not help the Bush administration in Latin America. Hugo Chavez has worked hard to fill that void. He's been very adept at it, and that's been a big problem for the United States.
That's NPR's Juan Ferrero in Bogota, Colombia. Thanks, Juan.
Thank you.